Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Well, I got my first truck when I was 3, drove 100,000 miles on my knees, hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live. It is Tuesday, the 13th of September. Still 2022, though, so don't get your hopes up yet. So we got things going on here. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio Live. We're here every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit 1. We also just talk about all things trucking and then some. That's the kind of the motto of the show. You got something to say, you want to say it, chime on in. Just cover some news topics, what's going on, you know, whatever floats your boat. So life and trucking is what it's all about, and Redneck and I's is here to talk all about it. So the motto of Redneck and I's is just like you see on YouTube there, we're also on YouTube Live, in case you didn't know that already. It's we came together as a small group of truckers that had the idea to share common sense knowledge of what it takes to be a do-it-yourself trucker. We also had the goal to educate American public on how to operate safely around big trucks. Now, we got some videos on YouTube. Look really good when it comes to talking about things like, you know, handling space management around big trucks. When a big truck is turning, what should the four-wheelers be noticing? You know, a lot of times a four-wheeler will be on the other side of the intersection looking at the big truck. A big truck's just sitting there, and they're like, well, why is that big truck just sitting way over there? You know, I'm not around that big truck. They shouldn't matter. Well, if that big truck's trying to make a turn, you're probably in the way, because big truck got to take the whole intersection to turn sometimes. So, you know, we got videos talking about that. We got videos talking about following distance, and we got videos talking about getting on and off the off-ramps, staying in the right lane, except when passing, those kind of things. So we're trying to teach four-wheelers, you know, what to look for. And even got something about high beams and adjusting headlights, and which is a big thing for me. I drive at night, so I'm always having to tell people, turn your high beams off. A lot of times it's because the people behind me got their high beams on, and you know, we got big mirrors on the side there, and he's just blind as hell out of it. So, you know, we got stuff like that on YouTube, and that's what we're doing, trying to educate the public about what it takes to be a truck driver and what we go through out here on a day-to-day basis. So follow us along, redneckandeyes.com. You can get all the links to our social media accounts and our YouTube channel right there on our website, redneckandeyes.com. We also got links to all of our great sponsors. One of the sponsors that I wanted to give a shout-out to, and that is Load to Ride Transportation. You can check them out at ltrtransportation.com. There you go right there. They are that's a great little outfit out of Denver, Colorado, and they got some cool trucks. They're drop-dead busy from all the drivers that I talk to over there, and they do everything. They got the temperature control. They got hazmat. They got special handling. I see lift gates. I see reefer units. You know, the only thing that they don't have are flatbeds, so and they might even have some of those. I just ain't seen them yet. But check all that out. You can check them out at ltrtransportation.com. That's Load to Ride Transportation. They are transportation. You can give a call to 720-277-0030. And appreciate all of their support of Redneck and I's. So a couple of things going on in the news. One of the things we talked about yesterday that I got a little more details on, and that is the credit card companies are tracking gun sales. And we thought it was going to be a bad deal. Well, it's even worse because it's actually a global thing. It's a international office in Geneva, Switzerland, that writes the rules for the credit card companies, and they're the ones that are doing it. A couple of banks started it, and they're mandating that all of the banks do it. So now, you know, even Visa came out and said that's not a good idea, because what it is they've been trying to do this for years, and the reason why they weren't able to do it was because it's actually, if you go to Academy or any place like that, those big department stores, or, you know, like say, that it, you know, they sell everything at Academy, right? They can't track gun sales or ammo sales at those places, or if you buy ammo or anything at Walmart or any places like that, which Walmart, they don't sell much anyway. So, but the only thing this really affects are the small little gun shops. That's what it affects. And so if you don't buy anything from those places, there's no, you know, marking on that. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to say that they're going to track gun sales. And I thought it was really, really crazy because the ATF already does that. And, in fact, I was talking to a couple of people that ran gun shops, you know, the gun clubs and shooting ranges and stuff like that. And they know the laws. They're FTL, federal, what is it called? FFL, Federal Firearms Licensing. They got all that stuff taken care of, and they know the rules. And they were just kind of pointing out the Uvalde shooting because it's close to home over here. We're talking about it. And that shooter there actually bought two firearms within a week of each other, and that is supposed to create a flag. So the ATF knew about it. Monday morning, before that shooter went on a rampage, the ATF knew. A report was made. A flag was emailed to somebody, you know, and it's one of those things where if that office was checking that stuff, they can make some phone calls, you know, and it's one of those things where it's got to be, you know, but the problem is we know government don't work that way. So what's happening is that these credit card companies, they're going to do it now. What they're going to do is if they see any kind of pattern, they're going to create algorithms. One of the people that created the system, they were interviewed and they said, we're going to create algorithms where we're going to actually monitor that stuff. And if we see patterns, then we're going to call the authorities. And again, this is one of them things where if you call the authority, then what? Nothing happens, right? So it's one of those things where you just don't know. So I found a little more details on that, and I was really concerned about it. So, you know, it's one of those things where we gotta talk about it, we gotta think about it, and we gotta be concerned about, you know, our personal liberties and our personal information. You know, there is no right to privacy. I get all that, but we know what it is. We know what they're trying to do. So we just gotta keep powder dry on that one, right? So, other than that, ain't too much else going on. Other than there was little action in the U.S. Senate today, and I'll talk about all that. It's on CDLLife.com, and I'll talk about that here in a second. I think we'll go ahead and say, what are we doing? Oh, here we go. Let's do this one. So, yeah, check us out. Like I said, RedneckAndEyes.com. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio Live. We're here every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call us at 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody joining along. And listen and check us out on YouTube Live also. So check it out here. It's Redneck and Eyes Radio Live. Red Ryan County watermelon festival ahead. Yeah, I wasn't in a hurry, so I slowed down. Took a two-lane road to a one-horse town. There was a party going on. When I got there, I heard a welcome speech from a small-town man. Red wine made from the biggest watermelon grown to find himself the sun. But obey the law, if you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced. And DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Back to a field filled with pickup trucks. Got old Hank cranking way up now. Got coolers in the back, tailgate stand. There's a big fire burning, but don't be alarmed. It's just country boys and girls getting down on the farm.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live. It's Tuesday, September 13th, still 2022. You can check us out, RedneckAndIs.com. Give us a call, 515-602-9731. You want to talk about something, just let me know. We'll talk about something. Let me know what you think about this here. Here we go. Ready? Here's the headline. Where's it at? Truckers would earn overtime pay under new bill introduced in Senate. And that was by Ashley on CDLLife.com. It says, today, U.S. senators introduced a bill to ensure that truckers are compensated fairly for the hours that they are on the clock. Yeah, good luck with that. The Guaranteeing Overtime for Truckers Act was introduced September 12th by Senators Edward Markey, Democrat out of Massachusetts, and Alex Padilla, Democrat out of California. The bill would repeal the motor carrier provisions of the Fair Labor Standards Act of 1938, which excludes many truck drivers from overtime protections enjoyed by other workers. A similar bill was introduced in the House of Representatives by Representative Andy Levin, Democrat of Michigan. In April of 2022, it has not moved forward since it was introduced. The bills are introduced following the publication of the U.S. Department of Transportation issued a freight and logistics supply chain assessment in February 2022. In the report, USDOT recommended that Congress repeal the motor carrier provision of the Fair Labor Standards Act in response to high driver turnover rates and compensation issued in the trucking industry in order to ease stress on the supply chain. Truck drivers are the engines of the economy, ensuring that everything from consumer goods to commodities reach their destination on time, said Senator Edward Markey. He says outdated labor regulations have denied these vital workers overtime, leading to high turnover and supply chain disruptions. Don't be fooled by the trucking companies' crocodile tears. There is a simple way to recruit and retain drivers, increase their pay. The Guaranteeing Overtime for Truck Drivers for Truckers Act does exactly that by eliminating the overtime exemption. I am proud to work alongside Senator Padilla on this legislation and committed to ensuring the truck drivers receive the respect and rightful pay that they have earned. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now. Okay, everybody knows me. Anybody out there know who I am? I'm going to tell you right now, these guys can kiss my ass. I'm a company driver. I don't get paid overtime. I get paid, well, right now I get paid by the mile, but normally I will get paid by the hour, normally, if I was working day shift. But I work night shift, I run a route, I get paid by those miles. But that does break down into an hourly pay. My hourly pay now is more than what I would make per hour, but I don't get overtime. But here's the kicker. Nobody in the company that I work for tells me, hey, you're getting too many hours. I can get 50, 60 hours a week. I don't get paid overtime. Okay? But nobody tells me, hey, you know what? You need to clock out. You got too many hours. Go home. Nobody says that to me. Nobody ever does. Okay? They might tell me that you're taking too long to complete a task, but they're not going to dock your pay. They're going to tell you it should take you this long to do things. You know, you get graded on, like, okay, so it's an LTL company. We make stops. So the stops are judged by you get graded. So how long does it take you to do a stop? The computers, when you enter, like I enter, I got, the, you know, and I completed the stop. Or I think in our case, what it is every stop we complete, it's like how long does it take you to get to each stop? So if it takes you too long to get from one stop to the other, you get timed on those things. And they break it on down. They know. Because when they dispatch you, they got the stops listed. And they know the distance. And according to how it's loaded or the route or whatever. So they know. And they grade you on that. But they've never – I mean, if you get held up in traffic or I get held up at a customer or anything like that, I never get told you got too many hours. You know, sometimes we get all the customers where it's out in the middle of nowhere. And you get turned around or something. Or they, you know, they need extra assistance, stuff like that. Then I've never been told, okay. And I'll read this article on further, but I'll give you more on all this, okay. Overtime sucks. I actually think that more people would be better off if there wasn't a guaranteed overtime. If you were working at Walmart or you were working at McDonald's or you working anywhere else, and you were not guaranteed overtime, if the owner of the company had more like room to maneuver the way he wants to pay people. Employers will find a way to take care of you. Okay, bad employers, and yet there probably are more bad ones than there are good ones. But guess what? You find a good one, and you stick with it. And that's what you do. So, let's see. Right, here we go. America's truck drivers are on the front lines, keeping goods in our economy moving. In fact, more than 70% of the goods across the United States are shipped by truck. Blah, blah, blah. We know that, right? Said Senator Alex Padilla. Unfortunately, the COVID-19 pandemic and the resulting supply chain crisis aggravated persistent hardships for truckers, including long hours spent waiting, often unpaid, to load and unload goods. As our nation makes historic investments in our port and supply chain infrastructure, I've introduced this legislation to improve wages and working conditions at these essential workers and build the foundation of good-paying, stable trucking jobs. Okay, so when we talk about waiting and all that, you know, if you actually went down to the port and let me chime over here a second, making sure. Okay, we're on YouTube Live, okay, and people are listening, people are watching, and if you're commenting, you know, or if you want to chime in, let me know. But here's the thing. If you go down to the port right now and you saw a line of trucks, you go up to those trucks, you ask them how many of those drivers are actually company drivers and actually how many of them are owner-operators. It might be 50-50, okay, but there's a lot of owner-operators who do that job. Owner-operators agree, it's a contractor. You agree to do a job for a certain amount of money regardless how long it takes. That's what owner-operators do, okay? Sometimes it's in the contract. You pay me detention time or any kind of hold time. You work that out. You're a contractor. This overtime provision would not help them. It wouldn't, because the only thing it would do, it might raise rates because the other drivers are making more money. So it's like, hey, why am I an owner-operator? I go over here and make time and a half. Problem is that once you start forcing people to get paid time and a half, you start cutting their hours. That's what companies do. They start cutting hours. So, like I said, I'll keep on reading, and I got more. I got more of this, okay? This is all bullcrap. Don't let the government tell you they know better, okay? The bill is supported by the International Brotherhood of Teamsters. Well, that's a red flag right there. If the Teamsters support it, you know it sucks for all the other drivers. OIDA supports it, which I don't understand. It wouldn't help owner-operators. The Truck Safety Coalition, the Institute of Safe Trucking, Parents Against Tired Truckers, and Crash. Well, they all support overtime. You know why? Because it cuts hours. It gets you off the road. These other they want you off the road. And by telling you, you get paid overtime, doesn't mean you're going to make more money. It just means your hours are going to be cut. Okay, and I'll explain. I got it all. I got it figured out. Okay, don't. I've already been down this road. Okay. OIDA noted when the House version of the bill was introduced that the original intention of the Fair Labor Standards Act overtime pay exemption for truckers was to prevent them from working too many hours. And see, that's not the case anymore. We got a logbook that says you can't work so many hours. Okay? Like I said before, I don't get told by my company that I'm working too many hours. I can work as many hours as I can as long as I don't go over the hours set by the hours of service. Okay, that's what that is. All right. Now, I can understand. I think what OIDA is talking about is I think that they were trying to limit the overtime provision. I mean, like I said, I don't know. That right there actually doesn't even make any sense to me, that you exempted overtime pay to prevent truck drivers from working too many hours. The only thing I can say with that is that the truck driver doesn't want to work too many hours. The company still can tell them to work as long as they're meeting the requirements. That's why the company I have that I need to go home, they say get the job done because they don't have to pay overtime. Again, like I said, I got more. It says we know that for too long, too many people throughout the supply chain have placed little or no value on the driver's time. This is partly because of the Fair Labor Standards overtime exemption, said Todd Spencer. What? We know that for too long, too many people throughout the supply chain have placed little or no value on the driver's time. This is partly because of the Fair Labor overtime exemption. Well, really, I mean, again, if you're an owner-operator, you're not getting paid by the hour anyway, unless it's in the contract, okay? And just because you're at the shipper waiting, it doesn't mean the shipper's paying. The only way, I mean, like I said, I don't know how this does that. You know, I mean, An exemption also is for people that are get paid salary, because salary people get paid the same no matter how many hours they work. Well, truck drivers, same way. You get paid by the mile. How can they break it down to how many hours? The only way you can do that is you start requiring a federal law that says you have to track their hours by the logbook, right? But, I mean, what do you pay? Do you pay them for being away from home, or do you pay them to be on the clock? Again, we don't know. It says shippers, receivers, and carriers have never been forced to account for all of the hours that they keep drivers waiting, since it costs them nothing to do so. By repealing the Fair Labor Standards Exemption, this bill would help make sure that the drivers are compensated for all the hours they work. We thank Representative Levin for finally standing up for the truckers on this issue. So again, okay, the reason why it's actually worked well, I mean, okay, sometimes it don't work, sometimes it does. Okay, but the deal is that it's in the contract. Okay, the customer, like, okay, the shipper receiver, they make a deal with whoever booked the load. The guy booking the load is the one responsible for making sure the driver gets compensated. If they know, and what happens is that they don't know. We talk about it all the time. The broker don't know. The broker don't care. The broker books the load with the shipper. The shipper says, it might take us 4 hours to load you, but we're not paying. And the broker's like, that's fine. But it's not fine. Okay? Those people have to stand up. It's easy. Those people have to stand, but they don't. And as a truck driver, we don't hold the brokers to account. So that's the end of the article. Okay, so I know, I mean, right off the get-go, I'm going to tell you, I don't think that it's going to help owner-operators at all, because of the fact that it's an owner-operator, it's a contractor. Okay, contractors are naturally going to be exempt from any kind of standard pay options. But let me break it down to you for the people that do get paid by the hour. Okay, if you work for a trucking company right now that they don't pay overtime, all right, and let's say that you clock in, you get paid by the hour, they deduct 30 minutes for lunch, you're required to take a 30-minute lunch, doesn't matter when, just they're going to deduct, it's automatically. As the company I work for, it's if you work more, if you're on the clock more than 5 hours, 30 minutes will be automatically deducted. So technically, if you clock in at 8 a.m. and clock out at 1 p.m., you're only going to get paid for 4.5 hours, but it's 5 hours. But you're only going to get paid 4.5, so you better take a lunch, right? So you're better off stopping work at 12:30 or at 1 o'clock when you're done, stay clocked in for another 30 minutes, and then clock out. And that guarantees you're going to get your lunch, because you know that's the rule. As long as you know that going in, and you got to in, and that's what you should know, always. So you work your hours, right? And you get paid standard pay, okay? So we had a driver that worked for the same company I did. He started there maybe 3 months before I did, and we were there. I'd been there for almost 6 months, and I'll tell you what, he was mad. He was mad every single day that it would take him. You know, we all clock in at 8 a.m., and sometimes you wouldn't get out till 6:30, 7 o'clock. And he was so upset that he never got out of there before 6, because he always had something to do, kind of like they told you, you know, go get your work done. And it would take you until 6 o'clock to do it. So you come into the yard, and he would be upset, so pissed off, and he's so upset that he wasn't getting paid overtime. He said, this is crap. I should be getting paid overtime. So he started shopping around for other carriers that would pay overtime. And he found one that paid overtime. So I don't remember exactly what the pay was, but it's a ballpark. At the time that he quit, we were getting $20 an hour. That's what we were getting. This was several years ago. It might have been a little more than that. I don't know. But it was $20 an hour. Over at the other company, they were only getting paid $15 an hour. But after 40 hours, you get paid time and a half. Okay? So you work over here, no overtime, work as many hours as you can every hour. You get paid $20 an hour. You go over here to this other one, you're only getting paid $15 an hour. It's $5 an hour less. Okay? Once you hit 40 hours, then you make time and a half. And what's time and a half? Like 23, 24, something like that. Just for, you know, just for all you people out there that go crazy over this crap. It's 22 and a half. Okay. So he would make $2.50 an hour more than me after the 40 hours, right? I wish I had a way to put this on the screen on YouTube so you can see it. But let's just say that we did like 11, which is 55 hours in 5 days, right? 11 hours a day. Let's say 55 hours times 20. $1,100 in a week. All right. So let's say that the other driver working at the time where you got paid overtime, 40 hours at 15, that's 600. Make sure I did that right. Yep. That's $600. 600. So you're what, 500 short? Well, but you got an extra 15 hours because you got 55 hours, but you got time and a half. So you got 15 hours. At 22 and a half. Well, that's up there. It's $337.50. Whoops. So you got 337 and a half. What did we say? The first 40 at 600. Well, that means he made a whopping $937.50. That's what he made. So that means that I work 55 hours at 20 hours at $20 an hour. I get paid $1,100. The other driver got paid time and a half working the same amount of hours, only made $937. That's $162.50 less than what I made, not getting paid overtime. Okay, again, when the companies, the bosses, they have more flexibility, a good boss is going to take care of you. He's going to make sure you get paid. These customers and these shippers and receivers and brokers and all those people, they're just not good people. They set the rate. They set the, I mean, really what it should be, of course we can get all this, but they're the ones that are not taking care of the people that are taking care of them. Okay? So, really, what it boils down to, I remember it was Larry Winget, right? So, in the trucking industry, you provide a service. You haul freight. Okay, you call up a guy, or they call you up. Hey, we got this load for you. We need you to haul this load for us. You should tell them how much it costs, right? Where'd that go? I have the foggiest clue. Oh, right here. So you set the rate, right? You set it. So what you should do is you should set that rate. Because guess what? What Larry Winget said? If you're mowing somebody's grass, or if you need grass mowed, you don't tell the kid mowing it how much you'll pay them, or you don't tell the lawn company how much you'll pay them. They tell you how much they're going to charge. So bottom line is, if you're a truck driver, you set the rate. When you call them up and say how much that load pay, that's your first mistake. Because you need to know how much it weighs, maybe even what it is. Where's it picking up and where's it going? And when's it got to be there? And you set the rate. That's what should happen, really. Because that's how you get paid. You go into a customer, the first time, they take a little long time. Just note it on your little notepad. Takes too long. Next time they call you up, say, the rate's gone up. Well, why does the rate go up? The rate goes up because you guys take too long to load. And that's got to be factored in. Eventually, when more truck drivers do this, then they have to change their practices because nobody goes in there. You know, I mean, what it boils down to is that enough truck drivers don't pay attention. They go out of business. They get new truck drivers. They don't pay attention. They go out of business. They get new truck drivers. Same ordeal. Customers the same way. Or big trucking companies. Big trucking companies, what happens to them is they go and set all their rates and they get their contracts. And then what happens is the freight dries up. There's no freight. So they have to kiss somebody's ass just to get freight because they got drivers. They got to keep moving. I mean, it's a circle. Prices go up, prices go down. Okay, we got to do better at that. You know, the trucking industry in a whole is made up of, I mean, it's not just guys clocking in, clocking out. It is tons and tons of people getting paid different rates and getting paid in different ways, where they get paid by the hour, they get paid by the mile, they get paid by the load, they get paid by the pound, bunch of different ways that a truck driver can get paid. So it's whatever that truck driver is, if they're an owner-operator or even a company driver. Even a company driver, you know, the company tells them, this is how I pay you. You know, and it boils down to it might be good, it might be bad. You might not like it. Some other driver might think it's okay. You get, there's choices. Okay? I don't know what else to say. I can just tell you right now, I work for a company. They don't pay overtime, and I make damn good money. Because guess what? You find a good company that pays, they take care of you, you take care of them. So don't sit here and tell me, oh, this will be good. You know, I don't want it to go away because, I mean, I guess it, like I said, I don't even know what the law would entail because right now I get paid by the mile. You know, but what does that mean? Because I still run like, I mean, I don't even know. I mean, I run 500, a little over 500 miles a day. It's right at 9 hours. You know, including, so it's like 9 hours of work. So I guess, you know, nine. So it's about 45 hours, you know. But again, what would happen? I guarantee you. Well, I don't know. I mean, I really don't know because I don't think the company is that much of an asshole of a company that would lower pay to be able to work around that. They would have to raise rates because they would have to start paying time and a half. I don't think it's going to go through because – it's not going to, if it does get voted on, it has to get voted on before the election because, or before the end of the year. If they might, if, I'll just tell you this strategy, if the Democrats lose elections and they know that they're not going to be able to be in control come January, then they might pass it just to get it out, just so, you know, just screw you, we're getting it done because we're out of here. We're not in charge anymore. So we're going to do it. You know, that might happen. You might have a lot of Democrats that are against it, you know, just because it's you just got to look at the math, man. We should be about freedom, and freedom is I should have a choice of working how I want to work. I want to work for a company that pays overtime. I mean, really, the driver that I'm talking about, the other driver that's not making as much money, he could work just as many hours, but he's not because, you know, I run into him and I say, hey, man, how things are going? And he said, well, they're not paying overtime. I was like, well, I mean, I thought you'd get paid overtime. Yeah, but they pay overtime. It's in the contract that if, you know, you work more than if you on the 41st hour, you start getting paid time and a half. But guess what? When you hit 40 hours, go home. At the end of the day, it's like you come in at 8, at 5:30, you're clocking out because they're not paying overtime. So when you're getting 40 hours a week, that's all you're getting. You're not getting any more hours. They're not paying overtime. They're telling you, come back to the yard and go home. So, outlook on it is, I go home every day at 5 o'clock. And you know what? If that's what you want to do, that's your choice. You get to choose. Why have a law that requires everybody to do the same thing? When it's like, I can go to work for this company, I can work more hours, I get paid more money. You know, over here, I get paid overtime, but they're not willing to pay overtime. So they control your hours. So they have you clock out. They have you go home. Well, at least I get to go home every day at 5 o'clock, 4:30, whatever. That's great. If that's what you want, you know, you go into the boss and you say, hey, I need some more hours. I need to make some more money. And my car broke down or, you know, the tub sprung a leak and I got to pay for the repairs and or something happened where I need to make more money. Do you have options? Are they going to allow options? You know, maybe they will, maybe they won't. But, I mean, if every driver came in there every week saying they needed to work more hours, the company is going to start saying, no, we can't do that. So, you know, got to watch out. But, yeah, we want freedom. I don't know what you think. Give me a call, 515-602-9731, and chime in. Let's see, I'm on YouTube Live, too. Also, make sure you go subscribe to YouTube channel. We appreciate everybody doing that. This was a new bill introduced in the Senate. Same bill was introduced in the House back in April. And it was yesterday they introduced its, what did they call it? The Guaranteeing Overtime for Truckers Act. There is no actual, like, number on it. So let me, actually, if you go, if I highlight this, copy it, come over here to Google again, and paste, should give me maybe not. Here it is. Well, it's HR 7517. And there is no, I thought there'd be a Senate bill number. HR 7517 is the one that got introduced back in April. And we might have talked about that. It's been a while. I slipped since then. But, yeah, I don't like it. I like freedom. I like being able to choose. I like having choices. I like carriers having choices. I like drivers having choices. You know, I like shippers and receivers have choices. We just got to be better at it. I mean, if the pay sucks, do something about it. Say no. You know, the reason why they do so good at paying low wages? Is, you know why? Because we don't have any money. We can't say no. We can't afford to. That's the reason why. When you're, you know, like if you got a boss not doing things right, and you might, like, you know, where you get injured or something might happen where you might get injured or there might be something to do that you can't do that you shouldn't be doing, but the boss is doing anyway, just say no. You know, and if they retaliate against you, well, that's wrong. They're not allowed to do that. So all you got to do is just be willing to put up with the pain of that, not the pain that you're going to endure by doing it, but the pain of being rejected, the pain of maybe being punished by not getting paid or being sent home or being fired and having the courage to call somebody and tell them and maybe sitting out a week and waiting for them to make a decision. You know, don't be afraid to send notes to the boss, to the corporate office. You know, find out who the email is. You know, when these companies, when they say they have an open door policy, I mean, that's exactly what it's for. It's for you being able to come up there and blow whistles on stuff being done unfairly. If you're being treated wrong or if you don't think something's right, you need to speak up. You know, and if they fire you for that, you know, you need to, you know, like that. And that's why you shouldn't be doing bad stuff to get yourself in trouble. Like, you know, just be a good employee, do your job. And then when something goes wrong, you can speak up about it and they have to fix it because they don't want to lose you. If they're a good company, they want good employees. So if you like the company and they're not doing something right, you know, that, hey, everything's great except for this one thing right here, like they're going to fix it, you know. Or they might not be able to fix it and they're like, hey, you know what, you're just going to have to live with that. And like, here's a dollar an hour raise. You know, they might just do that. Sometimes I think, you know, when I see things going wrong at the place I work, I was like, well, they paid me a lot of money, so I just should shut the hell up and just live with it. I mean, it's just an inconvenience sometimes, but not all the time. but yeah, like I said, that was a big deal. That was a good deal. This has been several years that I've been trying to educate other drivers that I work with about overtime because they all want to get paid overtime. They say, why don't we get paid overtime? I said, well, think about it. Why don't you go call up these other companies that say they're paying overtime? Go talk to their drivers, okay? If you want to go home at 5 o'clock, by all means, that's where you go. But if you want to be able to work the hours, and if things get tough and you want to work more hours, and you over here, you can't. And like I said, you're already making $162 more a week working the same amount of hours. But then we already know the other place. And he did say, like, after 6 months, they get, like, a $2 an hour raise. But even then, you know, he's not getting paid overtime. He said he made, like, 3 or 4 hours of overtime in the last, you know, couple months that he'd been there. That's it. So yeah, check that out. I'll share this article. Let me make sure. Boom. There it is. I'll share the article over our Facebook page, and everybody can check that out. Like I said, that's Renekanize Radio. Renekanize.com is our website. You can get all the Facebook page, Twitter, all that stuff, links to all that on there. And links to our great sponsors, too. One of the great sponsors I'd like to mention, that's DPF Regeneration. You can check them out at dpfregeneration.com. Them pulled up over here. You can check those guys out. Pulled it up here. Boom, 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 boom. And get a thing. Exactly. There you go. Boom. dpfregeneration.com. They're out of Connecticut. You can give them a call at 800-634-3010. If you've got a particulate filter on your truck, or you got the SCR system or the regen system and you need parts, or you need the system cleaned, give them a call. They can get you to the right places to get that done. If you get your filter, if you're one of those mechanics, do stuff yourself, and the particulate system is really complicated sometimes, but you can take the filter out, and it's like if you can unbolt the canister up underneath the truck, and the filter is like these short little cylinder things, you can pull those out, overnight them to DPF Regeneration, and they'll clean them in actual clean lab and not some dirty corner in the shop, and then they overnight them back to you, and you got them super clean. So check them out. DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com, 800-634-3010. And when you talk to them, tell them you appreciate them supporting Renekanize, because we really do appreciate them. So hang tight. We got about 15 minutes left. Renekanize Radio, live.
6 days on the road, and I'm going to make it home tonight. RTC is checking on down the line. I'm a little overweight and my log's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge on the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. My weight's a little low, but that don't make me slow. There's a flame from a stack and the smoke's pulling back as cold. My hometown's coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you'll rush. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneckanize. Redneckanize, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Trying to find the courage to ask her out was like trying to get off from a water spout. What she would have said, I can't say. I never did ask and she moved away. But I learned something from my blue-eyed girl. Think of a whim, you gotta give it a whirl. Life is dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life is
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live. We're live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody following along. We're also on YouTube Live. If you want to go check that out, please go subscribe to our YouTube channel. And, there we go. I appreciate you, Chris. Yeah, I see you on there. Yeah, there's several of you listening, and I appreciate you calling in. It makes us look good when you call in because we actually have a system that checks, you know, how many people call in, all that stuff, and it's a little list. And it's kind of cool because we can compile that up and show it to sponsors and everything. But we also, YouTube's also a great thing. We show sponsors, you know, we can show a watch time, how many hours watched, how many videos get watched, that kind of stuff. So so you can check that out. Like I said, check us out, redneckandeyes.com for all that connections to that stuff. You can check us out at Redneck and Eyes Radio. Other than that, what else is going on? I don't know. Different things. You know what I need to do? I was in the middle of something, and I forgot to do this. Let's see. Da-da-da-da-da-da, boom. Share that article over to our Facebook page so you can check it and chime in on the overtime pay. And it's on CDLLife.com. Appreciate all of CDL Life's support. CDL Life is not an official sponsor of us yet, but we're trying to make that happen. They've got good articles, and we always carry their stuff. So I'm trying to get them people on here and to get them to talk about how they get their news and what they do and all their stuff. So they're good people over there. CDL Life, CDLLife.com. I know a few of them over there, and they're good people. What do y'all think? Oops. And there you go. So, yeah. Boom. So, ain't much else going on. Let's see. I was looking into going back over here. Let's see. There we go. And we can close that one too. Appreciate everybody listening and following along on YouTube also. Subscribe to YouTube channel. Appreciate it. So I was just double checking and, you know, I guess the strike here is actually happening where there's a lot of railroad workers going on strike, which like Greg said yesterday, all that does is increase the freight. So the rates might go up because we're going to need more trucks because there's less rail. And, Amtrak is actually suspending a lot of their long range out of Chicago and everything, anticipating like this massive freight shutdown, because if the freight shuts down, the freight trains, if they shut down, then there's just going to be a lot of cars and locomotives and all that just sitting on the rails, and they can't move passenger trains down the rail because they'll be taking up the rail space. I guess that's what it is, but they just, you know, they're anticipating this massive shutdown. This was in the trucking news yesterday. It says trucking warns. Now get out of here with that. Come on. Get out of here. Hey, there you go. It says trucking warns of supply chain issues if freight rail strike occurs. It says with the threat of the strike by the railroad employees looming, the trucking industry is asking the federal government to intervene. The trucking industry. American Truck Association is calling on Congress to help resolve ongoing labor regulations. See, now, let's see here. It says in the freight rail industry, should the parties fail to reach a mutual agreement when the current cooling off period expires Friday, September 16th, in a letter sent to the Capitol Hill late last week, ATA warned of dire consequences for the U.S. supply chain if a strike were to go in effect. So why does ATA care? Like I said, if this happens, all they'll do is it'll increase freight rates, which is good for owner-operators and good for carriers. I'm just saying what it's going to do is it's the union, because a lot of the people that pull the freight out of the rails, they're all Teamsters. It says idling all 7,000 long distance daily freight trains in the U.S. would require more than 460,000 additional long haul trucks every day, which is not possible based on the equipment availability and the existing shortage of 80,000 drivers. And again, if you're an owner operator, that's good. The rates go up. I mean, It's just like if you're getting a really good fuel surcharge percentage or whatever, and the fuel price goes up, it's good for you because you get more surcharge. President of the ATA and CEO Chris Spear in a letter, as such, any rail service disruption will create havoc in the supply chain and fuel inflationary pressures across the board. This letter urged Congress to help implement a contract patterned on the recommendations outlined by the president, by the Presidential Emergency Board, and cautions against merely extending the negotiation timeline further, which would push a potential strike deeper into the holiday season when the supply chain is already under added pressure. I tell you, you know what? It pisses me off when these people, I don't care, okay? Don't tell me you went to Harvard or wherever and you think you're smarter. Okay, it's easy, all right? If I make a product and sell it for $2 and it costs me $1 to ship it, then I'm gonna have to charge $6 to make money. It's easy. Okay, if I can make it for $2 and I ship it for $1, that means the total cost of that product is $3. It needs to sell for $6. That's economics right there. That's how you do business. You don't need a Harvard degree to know that. If nobody will buy it for $6, you got to sell it for $5. And then you're just not going to make that much money. If you can't sell it for $5, you're not going to sell it. If nobody will buy it, that means it wasn't good to begin with. And there you go. Why do you think you have to have a degree from Harvard to know that? But yeah, that's about it. Like I said, the Biden administration today urged railroads and unions to reach a deal to avoid a shutdown, saying that it would pose an unacceptable outcome to the U.S. economy. And that's it. I mean, that's just what it is. You know, all these big, smart people think that it's okay to just say, please, please help. If you're an owner-operator, you're going to make some more money. You know, freight takes longer. You know. Hey, if you're out there, if you're a railroad worker, if you're making decent money and you don't want to strike, then don't strike. Just keep working. But guess what? The union says you must strike, and you're going to do what they tell you. So who are you working for? You working for the union or are you working for the railroad? Quit crying. That's just what it is. What it is. Isn't that what Greg always says? Man, I'll tell you. Da-da-da-da-da. Here's a good one. Well, that's going to be it, I think, for the day because, I mean, you know, there ain't too much else going on, and I already went on a freaking 45-minute rant, so yeah, that's just how it is. If you got anything to add, chime in real quick. We got about maybe 5 minutes left. So check us out, redneckandeyes.com. This is what we do, man. We get on here. Like I said, our mission is to provide entertaining and common sense education about the trucking industry to the American people and beyond. We put that on our business cards. It's pretty cool. So I got this picture of the business cards on our YouTube channel. Like I said, go check us out, redneckandeyes.com. Appreciate everybody's support on that. And that number is no good. But you can still send an email, redneckandeyes@usa.com. That's a link to our website. So go check that out. Also, I won't be here. Thursday. I won't be here Thursday. I'll be at a function, and I'll try to take some pictures and share it on the YouTube channel. But yeah, it's just, you know, trying to get out there and see people and pass out information, get everything done on that. Appreciate everybody's support here in the local area as well. Go on Facebook. You guys see my hat. If you're on Facebook, go search Biker Lives Matter. You got there and you like to ride. And this logo is pretty cool. Check it out. It's a friend of mine. His name is Gerald Palmer. And his son passed away back in December of 2020. He got hit by a car on his motorcycle. And the whole family is a lifelong riders, you know, traditional generation of all kinds of motorcycle riders. When it's crotch rockets, Harleys, whatever, they've always been riding. And so they started up this project about biker safety, and GDP Project. Go check it out. GDP Project, Biker Lives Matter. There's a Facebook group. You can go join them and let them know you want some stickers and T-shirts and hats. and he'll tell you where to send the money. He'll send them out to you, and we're trying to get him up, get a website going, get him all started on that. But just take some pictures out there riding, be part of it. So yeah. Anyway, check it out. Like I said, renekanize.com. Go check out our Facebook page. You can get links to that, to our social media accounts on our website. Appreciate everybody doing that. Appreciate everybody signing up for our YouTube channel. YouTube channels. I don't know which one you are, Chris. Hey, Chris, that you, man? What's up, bud?
Hello?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, my friend? Hey, so my only thing about this overtime stuff, but they're just trying to get some votes, my friend. They don't give a damn.
There you go. Hey, that's a good way to look at it. I guarantee you that's it. Cause just like the student loan thing, you're right. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just trying to buy some votes. You're right. You're right about that.
Yeah. They could care less because why didn't they do this last year then? Why wait till less than 2 months away from the election? I said, yeah, I my friend, I see through these damn people. They're just they'll do anything to remain in power. That's all it comes down to. They could care less if we get paid overtime or not. They don't care. Right? And it's a shame that they pull these kind of stunts like right before the election and stuff. So,
I totally agree. Yeah, I agree with you. That's a good idea. I never thought. I mean, I knew when they first came out with the student loan thing, that's what we thought it was. But then, and this year, same way. You know, the report came out in February. They could have done something about it then, but they, like you're saying, they wait right before the election just to tell people, hey, look what we're doing. But keep us in power. Exactly.
Yes.
Right.
We're going to get you paid overtime. Remember, that's what you guys want anyway. You guys want to get paid overtime, don't you? You know, so you need not only to elect us, but elect our friends as well, because they're going to help us get you the overtime. You know, so yeah, no, I don't buy into their trap, my friend, and I swear, they think for some people they will, but I know for me, I wasn't born yesterday. I see right through their BS.
Gotcha. Go deal. I agree with you, bud. I agree with you. Yep. There you go. That's
Boy,
it.
My
That's,
friend,
yes.
Thank you for getting me on. I appreciate you.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
You have a wonderful evening, my friend. I told you before, I love this show. I love this show. And
awesome.
And you have don't work too hard tonight, my friend. Be safe out there.
Hey, before I let you go, hey, what I want you to do? Uh-huh. So that email address, if you go to my website, there's a way you can send us an email. Send me an email. That way I can I can send you some stuff. Because I talked to Tiffany. And we got some stuff. We can send you some stuff, but make sure you get some stuff if you can't make it to the truck show. If not, but we'll make sure we get something to you, whether it be stickers or whatever.
Perfect.
All right. Then.
Yeah, definitely. I'll go on the website, my friend. Yeah. Yeah. And I'll put all my information with the phone number and everything and stuff and my address.
Cool deal.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that, brother. Thank you again. Thank you so much.
No problem, bud. Have a good night.
Yeah, you too, my friend. Are you going to be on tomorrow or no?
It'll be Tiffany. Tiffany will be on tomorrow. She's always on Wednesdays. And like I said, sometimes we can't make it, and it sucks. We can't let y'all know if we can't make it or not. But you know, it's one of those things where like I said before, we all work too. So
exactly, my friend.
Yeah.
That's why when I get the alert on YouTube, I'm like, oh, I got to get on that.
And so, cool, awesome.
Yeah, YouTube, I'm not a fan of YouTube, but they I do get your guys' alerts when you go live. So that
awesome.
Works out perfect.
Cool.
So,
all right,
then, my friend, then have a nice evening. And then, yeah, I'll go on the website and send the email with my information.
Sounds good, bud. Appreciate it.
All right, then, brother. Have a good night. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye. Good deal. All right, good deal. That's going to wrap it up then. And let's get things fired up here. Where are we at? No, it's a, no. Oh, yeah, here you go. Cool deal. So, yeah, go check us out. Like I said, RedneckAndEyes.com. You can drop us a line over there. Or you can, like I said, call the radio show. Give us a call, 515-602-9731. We're here every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Like I said, as long as, you know, we're here. But we work. We got life going on. Tiff couldn't be on last week. She had a funeral to attend. I had some technical issues. And then, of course, we had a holiday, you know, and everything. So, you know, stuff like that happens. So, we're not perfect. But that's what it is. We're real truck drivers talking about real trucking issues and giving our straight opinion about what we think. So, you know, this is just how it is. So, like I said, give us a holler. Weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern time, 515-602-9731. Go check us out at redneckandeyes.com. Appreciate everybody's support on that. And like I said, we'll see y'all next time. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio. It says when everything goes wrong, but the job still has to get done, then you got to redneck and eyes. We'll see you tomorrow.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and Eyes was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a Redneck and Eyes.